Members of the Lawton Fort Sill Chamber of Commerce attended a meeting yesterday to be updated on the status of the city's Second Street development project. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon. The meeting at the Chamber's headquarters Wednesday evening allowed developers and project leaders to let members know where the project currently stands. On the retail side, the firm of Kalla & Associates, based in Charlotte, North Carolina, has joined the project. The firm has recently been involved with retail developments in Norman and Tulsa, among other areas. Company spokesman Tyler Covington said nothing is final, but the firm does have strong relationships with some national chain stores that may become tenants in the new retail center. For the hotel and conference center, the firm Partners in Development will work with Journeyman Construction to build the new Hilton Garden Inn. Pete DeKalb is with Partners in Development, which has previously built four similar facilities. He says the Hilton brand will be a boon for the center.
The reason that they're Hilton branded is twofold. One is that Hilton probably is the strongest brand for generating group sales, which is what we want these hotels to do, is to bring in associations, professional groups, et cetera, et cetera. And also, frankly, both myself and my partner have a history with Hilton in terms of past employment and stuff, so it's a path of least resistance.
DeKalb says the hotel is scheduled to break ground this fall with a target completion date of spring 2014, though nothing is ever certain in construction.
There's always some flexibility in terms of how long it takes to build it. There isn't really any lead time built in because you can't predict it, but once the shovel goes in the ground and we're starting to pay debt on the notes, we're moving as fast as we can.
Does it add any pressure to know that the city's already received a bid for the hotel for November of 2014?
Well, November's far enough out that I'm pretty comfortable. If that had been in June, yeah, there'd be a little sweat.
One key aspect of the project is that around 40% of revenue will come from state matching funds, as the project qualifies as a military growth impact project. These funds and the advanced status of the building plans would suggest the project is progressing. But one last hurdle remains, a vote that will be taken by the Lawton City Council to approve various legal aspects. Lawton Mayor Fred Fitch says the project's future depends on a two-thirds affirmative vote, and that the city could face dire consequences if the measures fail.
It is a do-or-die moment for the entire project, and I've got some opposition on the council, and I'm concerned because we owe $12 million to the banks. September 5th, we have to be ready to pay it. And this voting will then incorporate that and restructure the whole note to where into a long-term financing. And if they don't approve it, we're going to have to come up with $12 million, and I can assure you the citizens aren't going to like it.
Fitch has been a key proponent of the project, which has caused conflicts with other projects, most recently with the proposed shopping complex on 82nd Street. But it was made clear at this meeting by both Fitch and Chamber Board Chairman Tony Strickland that this is not a moment for competition. It's a moment of opportunity to add a major event and retail center.
That is what Lawton is missing out on. We can handle small groups of, 70, 80 or something, but we don't have all the accommodations. We don't have the facilities that have the food right there and everything. They're having to move from spot to spot. And Lawton has never had that. It's all under one roof. We have just been written off the map for so many state-level conventions because they know we don't have any facility for it. And you got to have it. If you don't have it, you're not even going to be on the list. And this will give us that tremendous opportunity.
The City Council will vote on the measures, and with them, the fate of the Second Street project on Tuesday night. In Lawton, I'm Clinton Whedon for KCCU News.